And if you follow those futures, part of the reason why the futures for Wall Street are mixed is that the NASDAQ is down, even though the S&P and the Dow are up. And part of the reason for the NASDAQ being down is the announcement yesterday by Steve Jobs, the leader of Apple, that he's taking another medical leave. He's been diagnosed with cancer. That's very well known. But when he leaves the scene at Apple and what impact that will have is something investors talk about constantly and has an impact on Apple's share price on a virtually daily basis. Joining us to talk about Steve Jobs, and we're treading lightly here. We don't want to do this as an obit, but certainly from an investor perspective, thinking beyond Steve Jobs is absolutely essential, not only for the company of Apple, but for the tech industry at large. We're joined by Ken Auletta, who writes the Annals of Communications column for The New Yorker magazine and the author of Googled, The End of the World as We Know It. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Also, Stephen Levy is here, journalist for Wired magazine and author of The Perfect Thing, How the iPod Shuffles Commerce, Culture, and Coolness. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So to both of you, really, you know, let's just remind people that Steve Jobs took a company that already had produced a revolution in creating the PC. It was sort of second fiddle at that time, sort of an aficionado's computer, a nerd box, if you will, and really saw way down the road to the future of not only animation and movies, but how we interest in, and consume music, to this sort of latest legacy, the iPad, which in a sense has the promise of transforming every aspect of how we consume media. Ken Auletta, is there anyone else on the scene in tech, and where would we find them, that has that sort of forward-looking design vision of how tech changes us as humans?
I think Steve Jobs is our Thomas Edison, and he's had this profound impact. And when I think about the question of which is more impactful, Google or Apple, I come back and I say, well, what, it's like saying, who's richer, Bill Gates or Warren Buffett? But you'd have to go with Jobs. You'd have to say, when you look at the span of things which you just mentioned, the, starting with the Mac and the iPad and the iPod and iTunes and how he's just basically put a portable computer in everyone's hand, he's an extraordinary figure.
And, you know, let's take that. I mean, you're in probably the best position of almost anyone, except for Stephen Levy, of course, to compare this sort of Google prominence versus Apple and Steve Jobs prominence. It seems to me the Google folks, like Bill Gates, were at the right place at the right time and maintained a sense of bigness that came from that timing. Jobs goes beyond that in some sense. And Stephen Levy, how would you say he goes beyond that?
Well, I'd say definitely of which person has the most impact, you'd have to say Steve Jobs more than the Google guys. You know, Google's still in play. They're inventing cars that drive themselves, besides transforming the way we get information. So we're not sure exactly how big that's going to be even now. But Steve, as you mentioned, you know, he's had you could count them probably six things that he's mainly responsible for, which any one of which would have been an amazing career. And you tick them off. I don't think he got to the iPhone, but you get the idea. The question is whether the seventh thing he's built is Apple Computer itself. Since his return in 1997, he took a company that literally had obituaries written for it in those months, and made it into one of the most valuable tech company on the planet there. When he took his medical leaves, the company kept on chugging. He put together a team which was able to channel his vision and his standards and keep going there. So one would assume in the short term that's still going to happen. And, it remains to be seen. Obviously, you can't replace Steve Jobs, but you can leave behind a company which keeps asking, what would Steve do?
And all he's done is written a memo. He's still with us. I mean, even Thomas Edison, long after his passing, had stuff that was on the drawing room board that turned out to be transformative. I believe Edison invented the movie projector. It was not something he even ever used. Ken Auletta, where will the Jobs intelligence, do you think, in tech have most impact? In the kind of Google communications realm, the Zuckerberg social networking realm, or maybe somewhere we haven't even thought of, like healthcare?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that's worth looking at, you know, the traditional media is preoccupied with how do they make money in the digital world off the internet. Steve Jobs comes along with iTunes, and first with music, and now with apps for the iPad and the iPhone. He potentially has opened a window, an opportunity for traditional media to make money in the digital world and open up a second source of revenue besides advertising. That's a really big deal, and it represents a point that Steve Jobs was early to recognize. Digital companies like Apple or Google need professional content. Traditional media, movies, television, newspapers, magazines, they produce content. And they're getting closer together. And that has a lot to do with
right.
Steve Jobs.
Well, you know, once again, Canaletta makes a great point. And let me just throw it to Stephen Levy in the short time that we have. Maybe the apps is the deal here. Nicholas Negroponte famously used to talk up at the Media Lab about how in the future we will all be programming together in computers in this kind of lingua franca of text. That never happened. I mean, people don't know C++. But the app world suddenly begins to look like this programming equals content equals language equals culture environment that was envisioned more than a generation ago. Stephen Levy?
Right. Well, I think the thing really motivating Stephen in the apps world is curation and control. The idea that just as like he controls every single aspect of and detail of the products he creates, he wants to maintain that high standard even after the customers buy the thing to control what's on the computer itself. So he doesn't want any ugly, invasive. Apps on people's computers or phones, and it's really a different way to look at computing itself there. I don't think media can really look to Steve as a savior because he's looking out for Apple. He's looking out for the customer there. And as magazine publishers have been finding out, the iPad isn't an instant savior either.
Yeah, and of course the jury's still out on a lot of that. Stephen Levy, journalist for Wired Magazine and author of The Perfect Thing, How the iPod Shuffles Commerce, Culture, and Coolness. Canaletta, before we go, if there is a next Steve Jobs out there, it's probably one of the people who's writing an app, wouldn't you say?
It's very hard to think about someone who would have the kind of passion and disagreeableness of a Steve Jobs.
Canaletta writes the Annals of Communication column for The New Yorker magazine, the author of Google, The End of the World as We Know It. Thinking about Steve Jobs simply on medical leave. He's still with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.